Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, former Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. 200 years ago to the day, on the evening of November the 13th, 1824, a mob attacked a public warehouse operated by the Customs Department in Bridgetown. The mob destroyed the building and the scale beam inside it. Public warehouses were common in Europe and its colonies in those days as a way to promote fair trade and levy taxes before the widespread availability of standardized weights and measures in the mid-19th century. The scale beam was used by placing the object to be weighed on one end while weights were added to the other end until the balance was in equilibrium. In the case of the public warehouse in Bridgetown, which stood on the upper wharf next to the careenage, a new scale beam had been installed following the passage of the Weights and Measures Act in Britain in June 1824. This act had introduced the standardised system of imperial weights and measures, which would remain in use in Britain and throughout the British Empire until the introduction of the metric system in 1965. The specific purpose of the new scale beam in Bridgetown was to determine the weight of sacks of sugar produced on the island according to the new standardised system of imperial measurements, in order to assess the duty to be paid on them. Presumably, the mob that destroyed the warehouse and the scale beam on that night 200 years ago were attempting to prevent the implementation of the new system, and so avoid the payment of the taxes that went with it. The governor, Sir Henry Ward, issued a proclamation on November 18th deploring the actions of certain evil-disposed persons who had greatly disturbed the peace and tranquility of Bridgetown and, with lawless audacity, assailed the persons and destroyed the property of the peaceable inhabitants. In fact, this was the third outbreak of mob violence to occur in Bridgetown in barely a year. In October 1823, a mob had destroyed the Methodist chapel and driven the Methodist missionary William Shrewsbury out of the island. Just 2 weeks before the attack on the warehouse, a mob celebrating the anniversary of the destruction of the Methodist chapel threatened to burn down the house of Anne Gill, the heroic defender of Methodism in Barbados. Although Governor Ward was no friend of the Methodists, he had been stung by criticism in London of his failure to prevent the destruction of the chapel a year earlier. So on this occasion, he called out the troops to protect Anne Gill's property. However, the latest act of mob violence against the warehouse was clearly beyond the pale, since the building was formerly the property of the Crown. Ward was outraged. In his proclamation, he declared, "Such mischievous offenders, who disquiet and disgrace the country, should be made examples of public justice and should suffer punishment adequate to their guilt." Accordingly, he offered a reward of £100 to anyone prepared to give evidence against the principal offenders and to identify those who had aided and abetted them.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.